A dreamer who claims to have been wrongfully deported may get his day in court sooner than expected. Juan Manuel Montes Bajorquez is 23 and has some cognitive disabilities. He was living in the U.S. as a DACA recipient, a protected status for undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children, when he was deported earlier this year. His lawyers are now asking a judge to allow him to return to the country while his lawsuit is adjudicated. It's a high-profile case that's being heard by Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who President Trump accused of being unable to fairly rule in the Trump University case. For the latest on this, I got a hold of Christina Davis, a reporter with the San Diego Union-Tribune, who has been in court watching the proceedings.
He says that he is a DACA recipient. He's allowed to be in the United States right now, and that he was walking around downtown Calexico late at night, the night of February 18th, at a taxi stand, waiting to maybe meet up with a friend, not doing anything wrong, when what he describes as a Border Patrol agent rolls up to him on a bicycle, asks him for his identification. When he can't provide his ID because he says he left it in his friend's car, the Border Patrol agent says, well, we're going to have to take you down to the station to figure out who you are then. And so Juan Manuel says that he is basically forced into a patrol vehicle that comes, and they go down to the station. He says that they never really did seem to fingerprint him or really ID him. He says that his DACA status never really came up in the conversation. And you have to remember during all this that he does have some disabilities that he's dealing with, right? So we're not really sure how that played into some of this. Now, the U.S. government says that they have absolutely no record of any such encounter. They say that he's lying, that he just must have crossed into Mexico on his own accord.
So hugely different accounts there.
Hugely different accounts. This is really one of those cases where there's no evidence. And if this case does go to a jury, it's really going to probably be up to who do you believe most. The one thing that both sides do agree on is that Juan Manuel in Mexico did then the next night try to cross back over into the U.S. illegally, right? He was hopping the fence. And he said that he did it out of fear. He wanted to come back home. And he believed he had every right to be in the United States. And right away, a Border Patrol agent, they saw him, they arrested him, and had him at the station. And it's a little unclear if they knew at that point he was DACA, but they removed him then at that point. And the U.S. government says at that point they had every right to remove him to Mexico, because one of the conditions for being a DACA recipient, you're not allowed to just cross the border whenever you want. You need a very special permission to go back to Mexico.
So you have been in court watching these proceedings for the last 2 days. Where does the case stand now?
It's actually pretty early on in the case. We went to court Tuesday and yesterday because Juan Manuel's attorneys really want him to be able to come back to the United States just for now, while the whole case is pending. They're saying he's suffering irreparable damage, being in Mexico away from his family in a country he doesn't really know very well. And they just want him here for now. And the judge has been really hesitant to just grant that. He really wants to have Juan Manuel and some of these other witnesses on the stand, I think, to judge their demeanor for himself before he makes that kind of decision. At first, he said, let's just bring this whole case to trial really fast and we'll get it all sorted out. But then yesterday, the attorneys kind of pushed back on that a little bit, saying, we don't think we can defend each of our clients properly if we're going to rush this thing to trial. So the judge seemed to kind of back off on that too then. And it sounds like maybe they will have just a very limited hearing, maybe even in the next few weeks, I'm not sure, where they might get Juan Manuel up back to the U.S. to testify, just very limited for the judge, so the judge can maybe see if he's believing him or not, just to let him hear before the case goes to trial.
Right. And so he may get his day in court sooner rather than later. But what's next? If this does go to trial, what issues are at stake here?
Well, so the discovery process is just beginning. And Juan Manuel's attorneys are requesting a lot of evidence from the Border Patrol. It's kind of weird because they're not even sure what evidence they're looking for, because the Border Patrol says there are no records.
Right.
So you can't blame his attorneys, though, for wanting to say, well, we want to see for ourselves if there are no records. So they're requesting a lot of things like surveillance video from that night in question, what agents were on duty. They don't even know who to depose right now. So a lot of that kind of discovery they're trying to get from the government, and the government's been pushing back a little bit. So the judge has been ordering some of that discovery to start happening, to make it happen really fast so they can move the case along.
Christina Davis is a reporter with the San Diego Union-Tribune and is covering this case. Christina, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.